So here I am with the day three topic, which is collections. And it wanted to know about if I have a music collection, do I collect any band memorabilia, do I only collect a certain genre of music, or a certain media type of music. And so I do have a very large music collection. I have a lot of CDs, which I've been slowly over the past year ripping to digital, but I'm not finished with that project yet. And I also have a lot of MP3s and digital music files that are separate from my CD collection. My CD collection is quite mammoth. I no longer buy CDs anymore. Very rarely, because I just get everything through iTunes now, and I like that. But my CD collection is still huge, and I don't plan to get rid of it anytime soon, because there's something special still about buying a CD and opening it up, and it sounds crazy, but taking off the plastic shrink wrap and even smelling it. And, you know, you go into your room and you turn it on and you listen to it. And for some reason, when I look through my CD collection, I still remember, oh, I bought this CD on this day when I was going through this in my life and this happened. And I remember the first time I listened to it and stuff like that. And, you know, those memories are priceless. And so even if I do fully digitize my CD collection, which I plan to do, I don't want to throw away the actual physical discs because they do have sentimental value to me. And I'm definitely not one of those people who can just sell the hard copies. So that's mostly what my music collection is made up of, is CDs and digital files. I don't have very many cassette tapes. In fact, well, I have a few. I actually have a huge box full of them, but not a lot of them are store-bought music albums. A lot of them, believe it or not, are filled with me taping songs off the radio. That was like the thing to do back in the day, tape songs off the radio. I used to listen to the radio for the entire day just to tape my favorite song, and then I would be crazy. I'll have the same song recorded 3 or 4 times on one tape with varying degrees of radio static just because I was so excited that they were playing my favorite song again. And sometimes it'll be halfway through the song just because I was so excited that they were actually playing it. Sometimes it'll be the whole thing. I was just wild about taping songs off the radio. And I kept those as well, the tapes, because they have sentimental value to me. My music tastes are mostly R&B and pop, both new and old school R&B, and mostly 90s pop. I remember, this is hilarious and I laugh about it now, I was organizing my CD collection a long time ago. This was like a few years ago when I still lived at my parents' house. I was organizing my CD collection, and I had 2 CD racks, and they were both in my bedroom, and I thought, well, I don't want to organize them alphabetically, I want to organize them by genre, and I want to have all the R&B on one and all the pop on the other. So I did it, and then a couple hours later, I was looking at my CD collection, and I was like, oh my god, my CD collection looks segregated. Because, like, all the African-American artists were in one, and all the Caucasian artists were in another. And this kind of offended me. And I mean, there was a few white artists in the R&B section. I had Joss Stone in there, and I think I've put a couple others in there who I thought were more R&B than pop. But all in all, it looked segregated. And I just think it's hilarious now. I told my ex-boyfriend about it when he came to visit me. The one who our song was "Ass," and he just thought it was hilarious. And he cracked up laughing, and he was like, "You and your segregated CD collection." He just wouldn't stop bugging me about it. But I thought it was hilarious and a little bit offensive, and so I think I changed it after that, actually, and I'm like, no, not gonna have it like this anymore, because it looks wrong to me, so I organized them some other way, but that's just a funny story about my CD collection. So yeah, my tastes are mostly R&B and pop. I like a little bit of country, as long as it's new country and not twangy. Like, I like Rascal Flatts, I like Lady Antebellum, I like a little bit of Keith Urban, a little bit of Martina McBride, just because they don't sound country, and the Rascal Flatts guy, he sings with some country soul. Oh my goodness. So, that's pretty much, I like the odd rock song. Not very many. I guess more alternative than rock. Not very many. I like a couple Three Doors Down songs. I think Be Without You by Three Doors Down is a wonderful song. Definitely amazing song. But all in all, my tastes are mostly R&B and pop. And gospel as well. I don't know how I could forget gospel. So R&B, pop, and gospel. And I'm very passionate about my musical taste. A lot of people have told me that I have good taste, and I take that as a really high compliment, because I love what I love, and I'm not ashamed of the kind of music that I listen to. And it actually surprises a lot of people. People always expect me to like something that I don't like. And then I start talking about India Arie and Aretha and Anthony Hamilton and music and John Legend and all these R&B artists I like. And they're just like, whoa, hold up, where'd that come from? So, I like being able to shock people with my tastes. Another question in the topic was, what is the most prized item in the collection and the most rare item in the collection? I have a lot of prized items in my collection. All my NSYNC albums and my Justin Timberlake albums, obviously, and my JC Chazé album. Anything to do with NSYNC is obviously, I mean, those are just so packed with memories, it's unbelievable. My Aretha Franklin Live at the Fillmore West complete box set is definitely a prized possession, because it's rare. I have both the Fillmore West albums. I have the regular one, and then a few years later, the complete recordings came out, and I jumped on that. It's like a 4-CD box set of the entire, all 3 nights at the Fillmore West. So obviously there's the same song is on there more than one time, but they're all different, and I just love having that in my collection, because I love that Fillmore West album so much, and so I was so happy when they came out with when they released the full recordings. Also, my India Arie Acoustic Soul album, because that is my second favorite album of all time. And my Aretha Amazing Grace Complete Recordings album. And also my Aretha Golden Rain. It's a 2-CD set of unreleased and rare and outtakes and stuff from the vaults that we thought would never be released and actually ended up being released. So it's really cool. And I love that I have that in my collection. I also have a couple cool, like, posters in my collection. I don't know if that really counts. It says it counts because it talks about memorabilia and concert tickets and stuff. My autographed NSYNC poster, definitely one of my prized possessions. I never got to meet them, but I do have an autographed poster. My autographed India Arie poster, which I just got recently, and actually I need to get back from my friend who I went to the concert with because it was raining when she dropped me off at my house and we didn't want the poster to get wet, so she kept it and she's going to give it back to me hopefully sometime soon, because I want to frame it and put it with my other one. It's a poster that I got as part of the VIP package when I went to see her a couple weeks ago, and it's just really cool because it's a VIP thing and it's rare and it's autographed, and I really love it, so yay. So those would probably be, and also I have a picture of Ray Charles, and one of my mom's friends, or someone that my mom knew, was a photographer, and he took pictures of celebrities, and he had a picture of Ray Charles that he gave to me, which is super cool, and it's framed, and so I really want to get my India Arie picture framed so I can put it on my wall with those, the NSYNC one and the Ray Charles one, because those are my three favorite pictures, and yeah, those would probably be my favorite pieces of musical memorabilia, although that's not true. I have some more. This is going to be another long one, I swear. Once I get started about music, just can't shut up. So, one time when I went to see India Arie, it was the first time I ever saw her. Her drummer gave me one of the drumsticks that he used at the concert. And so I have that. And definitely a really cool prized possession that I have. And also, when I went to see Aretha in LA, I met her son, Teddy, and he opened for her on the tour, and he gave me the guitar pick that he was using. So I still have that, obviously, and it's definitely one of my most prized possessions. And then I have a whole box of, quote, special things, quote, and I have the guitar pick and the drumstick in there, and I have a lot of NSYNC memorabilia in there that I've collected, and of course love, and a bunch of other stuff, but mostly it's music memorabilia, NSYNC stuff mostly, and the India drumstick and the Teddy guitar pick. So, yeah, those are my most prized musical possessions and a little bit about my collection. And it's time for the next October post. So I will see y'all in a minute.